Hello, Ronald.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
No, I'm good. Just another day in the office.
It's another Monday, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I got a bunch of followers through the day.
Yeah? Well, that's never a bad problem to have, now, is it?
Well, no, well, whenever it comes to sales and leads, no. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to why are you taking my money? You didn't mm-hmm. do this right. You didn't do that right. You gotta. Mm-hmm. I had the probably the not so pleasant business owner conversations today with mm-hmm. services that are not meeting expectations. But man, my mm-hmm. dollars are definitely meeting their expectations. But
right. Right.
But, you know, just another day in office.
Hard-earned dollars, might I add. Hard-earned.
Yes.
Those weren't given to you by anybody. Those were earned.
That's correct.
Yeah, I get it. 100%. So I'm looking here on everything, and I see that you have a home advisor, and I see that you do have a website along with a Google business listing. So were you talking about either of those services?
Well, honestly, you know, that one of the people I talked with today was the home advisors. Mm-hmm. Only because I'm just not really feeling like it's lining up with, you know, with mm-hmm. me as a new business. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just generating leads and I'm following up with leads and I'm not even getting any confirmation that anybody's even getting mm-hmm. anything, and here it is, I'm getting charged $50, $60, $70, $80
mm-hmm.
a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it adds up.
Wow, yeah, it's quickly.
Yeah, and it adds up very quickly. So I had a conversation mm-hmm. today about that, and it just doesn't, you know, I understand how businesses have to make their money. It's just that it's just not aligning with our new business. And
mm-hmm.
man, I tell you, it's one thing trying to be a new business and compete with other people who are doing their services and not really getting those sales. And right now that's what we're working on, is trying to lock in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really been able to really build that revenue mm-hmm. just yet to really suffice, you know, my payroll for a lease and insurance and all that other good stuff. So
mm-hmm.
we're just looking for a start. We're looking mm-hmm. for that, we're just trying to get the exposure. We have the experience and we have all of this. We're just trying to get those sales and the trust in our clients or
mm-hmm.
Customers, you know. But
right.
It's a journey as an entrepreneur.
Right, as all business ventures are. So let me ask you a question, Ronald. When is the last time that you went to Google for a service you needed?
You know what? I honestly use Google every day, whether it's not for a mm-hmm. service or if it's just for a quick research
mm-hmm.
question, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's just for me to go mm-hmm. start doing some digging or just to validate what people are saying.
Right.
I might just be on Google, just type it in real quick just so I can be on it,
mm-hmm.
wear the same hat as whoever it is.
Right.
I'm talking with,
okay. So with that being said, when's the last time that you needed an explanation or service and you said, you know what, let me home advisor it?
Never. I didn't even know that they were alive until a few months ago.
Right. Now, I'm not knocking home advisors. They have their pros and their cons. Obviously, in my position, I hear a lot more of the cons than I do the pros. And I hear a lot of stories like the one that you've personally experienced. But the good news is that I have a very viable solution that does not lock you into a contract. It's a flat month-to-month rate. We don't work with your competitors. And it gives you an unlimited amount of phone calls coming directly to you. So you're not charged for those estimates. You're not charged for those leads. You're not charged for the paid jobs that are thousands of dollars. It's just a one flat monthly rate.
Understand.
Okay.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Now.
That's a different event. That's a whole different.
It's a whole different ball of wax. It is. Yeah. A completely different approach. And it's done directly through Google and all of the most popular directories that Google indexes every single time a keyword search is done. So a little background on my company, Ronald, Local Splash. We've been in business for 16 years. In 4 days, we'll be in business 17 years.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Man, I can't wait to say that.
We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have a Google Premier partnership, meaning we have backing directly from Google. We have the highest level of partnership that can come through Google for any company anywhere. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the major benefit, of course, is the fact that it's done, everything's done on a month-to-month basis, and there's absolutely no contracts. Now, I'm looking here. Did you set this Google Business listing up for yourself, or did somebody set that up for you?
Oh, I did it all myself.
Great job.
Unfortunately, I've been having to do everything. Well, between my wife is a marketing manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to school for graphic arts and marketing, graphic mm-hmm. designs and marketing, and I went to school for engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So we built the foundation, and we got a couple people on our payroll that's helping with this distribution and other little tasks that we need to get done.
So, yeah, okay.
We pretty much put all that together.
Great job. That's definitely a first. That's the first step, and it's a good start. So, with that being said, knowing your background and your wife's background, I mean, if I can make this affordable for you and build the value to a point where y'all be able to enjoy taking care of the business as opposed to having to consistently go in and reprogram and do the SEO and complete all of these things, is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah, that is definitely something that's a process to us. I mean, it'll help
mm-hmm.
generate those leads and those sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see here. I'm looking. So you and your wife built the site then, is what you're telling me?
Yep. We built our website. We did all of our pictures is from our past experience on the commercial side,
mm-hmm.
from designing, doing field work.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much, yeah, it took a few months,
mm-hmm.
To get all of that together. We used, GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
As our platform,
mm-hmm.
we pay that monthly fee to
mm-hmm.
keep our space and to do whatever it does. But yeah, man, we pretty much been doing everything from scratch,
mm-hmm.
ourselves trying to get this whole thing going.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love is that it has the client portal. That's what I really like
yeah.
about it, is that it does have the client portal. So your clients are able to go on and see it directly from there and get any information or whatever the client portal does. But I know that that's extremely important. We have a client portal as well. So all of our clients can track all of their success within the company, within the package. You can see exactly where the call is coming from. So with this, everything here is done month to month, like I said. Since you do have the website and it looks good for all intents and purposes, I can apply a website credit along with the new in business rate, and that's going to bring your monthly investment rate down to a flat cost of just
mm-hmm.
$249 month to month, no contract. Now,
okay.
This is definitely going to allow you to let go of HomeAdvisor altogether if you haven't already. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It will also allow for you to be listed. We'll take this current Google Business listing that you have. We're going to put it on steroids. We're going to provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We will include review generation to help you gain and gather the 5-star reviews on Google, Yelp, and Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
It will also include that you will have a second position up at the very tippy top of the page in the Google Ads, which if you guys know anything about Google and the type of marketing, the Google Ads is generally a paid position. We include it at the flat, within the flat rate for everything that we do, so that you're able to get a taste of that, and you don't pay per lead, per click, or per call. Now, the advantage to the Google Ads is it gives you the length on the program, as it were. It allows you to target specific cities, zip codes, and other areas that you want to come up in without having to pay for it individually or separately. Everything is bundled. Okay?
Is this $250 a month?
$249 a month, not even $250. $1 better.
Okay. Yep.
It also, hey, especially after the morning you've had from what I hear, you know?
My transportation services, my trucks, my, oh my gosh, it's like, hey guys, yo, take my money all the time.
Right.
Do what you're supposed to do?
Right, exactly. Can you hold up your end of the bargain? Now,
yeah.
That's why we have the tracking and reporting system, is because we know how extremely it is important in order for you to track your success with the program. So with this, you're going to be able to see clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they're coming from. You're going to be able to track keyword per impression. You're even going to be able to listen to the recorded phone call as they're coming in. It's very professional call greeting that you have. For existing clients, press 1. For new clients, please press 2, something along those lines.
Yeah.
It's all completely trackable. Now, Ronald, we also include that you would have full programming on the top 60 directories. So these are the top 60 directories that Google indexes each and every single time a keyword search is done. Okay? Google indexes these directories because they're tried and true and they produce the best results. So when you're listed with all of these directories, with all of your business profiles, your website link is completely attached, it gives you not only a stronger, more dominant internet presence, but it also opens up all the revenue streams. So we build it out business profiles for Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, you have a listing there. Your website will be attached, so if and when they find you on any other destination, they're going to be able to look at your awesome website and call to speak with you directly, therefore eliminating the middleman.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
That sounds like a pretty good value for the $249.
And it's month to month. Again, performance-based company. Now, at the top of the page in the Google Ads, your company will be listed in the first 7 to 14 days, all calls coming to you.
Okay.
Within the local map, what the terms and conditions state is no more than 30 to 45 days. We promise you first page placement on Google. Now, I do see it happen quicker all the time, especially in cases like yours where the business has already been verified, because we don't have to wait for Google to send the PIN code out, for you to get it in the mail and finally give it back to us. We see activity quicker in this section than that all the time. Because you're already verified and you have a website attached, I'm willing to bet you see activity on the first page at the top in the ads in the first 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
It's really good. Now, I'm not saying that the floodgates are going to open. I mean, it's going to take time for you to get traction. But there's a number of searches being done in your area. So there is a position to be supported here within the local map on Google services in your area. We just got to get you put directly in front of the people who are looking for it. It's that simple. They can't find you.
They can't find me. You're right.
They can't find you. It's not anything that you're doing wrong. They can't find you. Now, the other cool thing is that we also help with the review generation. So your clients, when they do find you, are going to be able to see those 5-star reviews. Reviews are so very important. We even have a tiny URL that you can attach directly to your website and send clients straight to the site to leave you reviews. We have a generation tool within the tracking system to be able to tell your client, you can send a text or an email directly to your clients that says, hey, go on here and leave me a review. It says it very nicely, but but you get the gist of what I'm saying. I just realized how, when I said that, how it kind of sounded, and I was like, oh boy.
No, I mean, because I tell people all the time, I'm not a salesman, I'm an engineer, so I'm very transparent, and I tell you exactly what it is. I don't run the circles and try to make you attracted to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to give you right and good information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I respect that, so you don't have to apologize.
Okay, well, I am a salesperson.
I understand. I should have took those sales classes in college. I just didn't know that I would be in a position to be able to. I didn't know I would ever want to run my own engineering firm until I realized I was capable of doing it, and had all the skills, you know, all of the stuff behind it. So
yeah, you do. You know, and the thing about sales is I can't imagine there ever being a class for it. I guess maybe for the numbers portion, but what I've found in 7 years of selling for this company and 20 years experience before that is that my sales are based on my personality.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to find a way, once they find somebody that they can communicate with and ask all the questions until they're satisfied. So what I'm saying is that it's kind of something that you learn on the fly. You learn what works and what doesn't work. I don't know how I would ever teach it.
You know what? It's true, man. That is it. But you know what? And everything needs sales, no matter what profession you are. I don't care if you're a lawyer, doctor, insurance, somebody, you need to sell. Like, well, not so much as doctors, because they get paid by insurance companies, but they even sell for you, you know?
They do.
Like, oh, we got all these people on our network, and they push people to certain hospitals based on, you know, coverages.
Exactly.
But there's sales in everything. I didn't realize that until I got into the
situation,
until I got out of
college. Right?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. We're here to help you. So, I mean, tell me, Ronald, since it's month to month and there's absolutely no contract, I'm sure it's something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the first couple things that I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a series of emails and text messages.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact, so you can deal with me directly.
Okay.
You will also have a couple of other individuals who are specifically assigned to your account within the company. So they're on the client support team. You'll have a programmer as well as a client support specialist and a technician. Now, these phone numbers are coming through to you via text. We do use a voice system, so once you call in and you press 1, you can literally just say, Amy Nelson. You can say client support. You can say website assistance. If you need any website assistance, it's already included within your package.
Okay.
There's nothing additional. We never charge you more for something that's already included. In fact, there's no additional charges whatsoever. There's no hidden fees, click fees, call fees, or surcharges whatsoever. Okay?
Thank you. Man, oh my gosh, how that pops up and bites you in the butt.
It does. If we even read a voice verification on the recorded line that verifies that, okay, for you.
Okay.
Because everything has to be straightforward if this is going to work. We have to be able to help you, and you have to have a strong understanding. Now, what is your email address, Ronald?
Okay, so my email address is r.evans at spirithot21.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the company email is, s.h.e at the spirithot21.com.
So, Ronald, which email do you want these emails that I'm sending out to go to, and the invoices for tax purposes and all that? You want that to go to the business email or to your personal?
Yes. Yes. So send it to the she.
Okay.
S.h.e.
S.h.e. Okay.
At spirithot21.com.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, Spirit High. Spirit High is, honestly, this is how it's how I like to leave all my clients. You know,
with their
whenever
spirit
I walk
high.
Away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And see, the thing mm-hmm. is, what actually had me to walk away from my career, I work with Black and Beach. I work with Los Alamos National Laboratory. I work with Burns and McDonald. And what actually had me, Burns and McDonald was the last company that I worked for. And my wife said it, you know, she was just like, you need to do what keeps your spirit high.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I took, you know, this, what brings you joy? What keeps your spirit
mm-hmm.
in the right position to feed everyone
that.
Around you? Because whenever you're happy, everybody around you is happy. Whenever you're hurting, everyone
mm-hmm.
follows that. So
praise God.
Whenever I took that leap of faith,
mm-hmm.
I just said, hey, I'm gonna name it Spirit High. That's the mm-hmm. that's the company name. And I put 21 behind it. That's, that is the date of my eldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's, I feel like that's when my life truly changed, is whenever I had my first son. So.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with engineering, but then it kind of ties into whenever I do these designs,
mm-hmm.
whenever I am, you know, right now I'm helping people to save power. I'm helping people to eliminate their power bill and
mm-hmm.
generate their own
mm-hmm.
power, own their power. And
mm-hmm.
I tell you, when people can get rid of a bill,
mm-hmm.
that they thought they would never be able to get rid of, it leaves you in high spirit.
With your spirit high, that's for sure. I'm with that. You're preaching to the choir over here.
Yep. So that's how we got it. That's how we came in. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So I'm getting a bounce back. So let me make sure I have this correct. S.
Okay.
H.E.
Uh-huh.
at spirithigh21.com.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, look in your email for me and tell me, did you get an email from A. Nelson? It's labeled Google Advertising. You can maybe look it up just under Google Advertising and see if it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me one quick second.
Mm-hmm.
While this thing boots up. I work from home. Well, my home office is here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mondays, my wife is, her primary is, she's a school teacher, and then she does a bunch of different stuff, but she's, of course, she's at work on Mondays, and Mondays,
mm-hmm.
I got late starts on Mondays, and I kind of got a team just answering calls and doing all that other stuff, but.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. I'm getting my computer on. So.
No worries. Take your time.
So I got a funny story. Last week I was sending out proposals to. Yeah, I got it from you, Amy Nelson.
Right? Perfect.
AMelson@localsplash.com.
Yes, sir. That's
yep.
me. So that's an overview of all of the program details that I've outlined to you. The second one coming through is going to be labeled labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. So this is an overview
okay.
of the tracking and reporting system as well. Now, I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead and tell me what you were going to tell me about what happened last week.
Oh yeah. Last week, my R.Evans, at 21, spirithigh21.com got hacked by someone in Russia.
Mm-mm.
And what they did was they used me as an advertisement tool,
mm-hmm.
and they sent out over 17,000 emails in less than a month
Mm-mm.
to people which were clickbait. And so what GoDaddy did was they shut
you
can only send out so many mm-hmm. Yeah, they shut that account down. And
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why I ain't getting any responses from these proposals. And
mm-hmm.
one of them is like a really huge. And, you know, the
mm-hmm.
guy ended up calling me from the city and was like, hey, we're still looking for that proposal. And this and I'm like, oh, man, I sent it. Over
days
a week
ago.
So
right.
So yeah, so I had to go in there and figure out what was going on, and I tried it. Oh my gosh, it was insane. I was sitting here deleting emails for at least 2 or 3 hours because there were emails that were being sent, but they were sending so many that there was a bunch of return emails as well.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
spamming
they did
them.
It up under mm-hmm. ST. They did it up under my ST. They are using my STP information. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't seeing it locally in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I was or on mine. I wasn't mm-hmm. even seeing it. I'm like, oh
they're
my gosh!
They're getting tricky, aren't they?
I'm like, wow! Like I couldn't even see the returns. I couldn't see what has been sent out until I literally had to go into the database basically and figure out like, oh, where is these coming from? Okay, the IP address is somewhere in freaking Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And they're sending out clickbait, which is mm-hmm. showing me as spam. And mm-hmm. it's like, they shut me down. So that was a fun Monday for me last Monday.
that's nothing fun about that. What are you talking about?
I know, right? Mondays is my, okay, I got to come talk to you Mondays. And it's not my, your Monday
not,
is usually,
it's
funny
Monday
how Monday's
Monday
always in the beginning.
Yeah, it's not Monday.
No,
Monday
it's
for
Monday.
You.
It's Monday. I got to talk to you Monday, you know, and then Tuesdays I get to go talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this?
Right.
Do my project site assessments and stuff like that. That's the stuff that I love doing. You know, it's my passion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like when I got to put on that owner's hat and be like, hey guys, you're not doing your job, or hey, what the heck is going on
mm-hmm.
with my system? You know, it's
mm-hmm.
those are not always the fun days, but they're necessary.
Right. They are so necessary. So, then this will be the line of communication between us and you as far as invoicing.
Okay.
It's all 100% tax write-off, Ronald, on the end of your business taxes. Now, I understand that you have a P.O. box set for the business and you want to keep that home office private, which Google will definitely support. But what is the physical address?
It's 128 Barbary Lane. And that's Raymore, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
64083. I'm not going to repeat that.
Got it. Nope. We got a system here. We start typing it in, and Google automatically gives us the zip code and does all that good stuff for us. Now, tell me about the target market.
Okay. So we are power engineers. So we can't really do anything in the electrical environment, but right now what we're focused on is solar. We have done solar on the industrial side where we've done 74.5 megawatt plants. We designed 8 and, where I, personally done and I was in the field as a field engineer while these guys were being built. So that's kind of where the base, knowledge comes for solar, but, what we were focused on is homeowners. The reason
mm-hmm.
being is solar is still fairly, it's not new,
mm-hmm.
but it's fairly new to homeowners or anyone who's not in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unaffordable for people because it's the technology that receives power from the sun, does all this
mm-hmm.
good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also I do understand, you know, whenever it's just been too expensive, you know, and doesn't really make sense. For the common homeowner, you know,
uh-huh.
if the demographic is and they make barely $50,000 a year, you know, or they're around in there, they're probably not going to get solar because it's an accessory. But if
uh-huh.
you are more
on
maybe the higher
uh-huh.
need, yeah. So people are like, nah, I don't want to do it. It's still new. They really don't understand how it's really able
uh-huh.
to do what it's
how
doing.
How it's an investment.
You know, so,
uh-huh.
yes. So they don't really understand it as much. So what happens is, we are targeting homeowners and we came up with a package where we do financing, we give warranties no matter what the equipment provider is. If, for example, if we have Generac, we put Generac panels
mm-hmm.
in,
mm-hmm.
Generac will be able to, if they went out of business, we still cover your warranty.
Nice.
With the financing that we have. And, so we're targeting homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
That are looking to eliminate their power bill with solar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very affordable. We're coming up under $3 a watt. And then that's for the panels, installation, the follow-ups, the maintenance, the warranty, everything. We're coming under in about, you know, between $2.85 and $3 a watt, which is a tremendous, almost cut in half from the $4 to $6. So it's very competitive pricing. There's warranties that really protect you. It makes it affordable. We got financing, we have leasing, and then we have options to buy right out. Mm-hmm. You know, on the average, people are spending between, you know, $20,000 to $25,000, and then that is pushed over, you know, 25 years, making your payments about $130 on average a month for everything, which is
nice.
Commonly what people's power bills are. And, you know, we're redirecting that power bill to pay off your system. So our target market is homeowners and making it affordable for them so we can get that technology out there.
Okay. So do you want anything going for the industrial side or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The industrial side is, and see, with us being, we're not a Black and Beast yet. You know, we don't have the staff size to, so a lot of those projects usually go to the city. You know, those are city projects. You know, they have a whole different budget, but we have all the resources to do it because that's where we got our start.
Right.
You know, so we do want to market that as well, to small businesses, you know, and, and commercial units, you know, or even on an industrial level with, you know, FPNL, KCPNL, or they're called Evergy now, but, you know, any of these power utilities companies where we can do from the beginning to the end, from interconnection of applications to just research and development, R&D on
right.
sites or feasibility reports, stuff like that. So we do it all. We do the designs, we do the assessments, we do, you know, we go from front to back. But
nice.
But like I said, we're targeting homeowners because that's where Black and Beach and Burns and Mac and some of my major competitors can't target. And
right.
then also, you know, our other competitors are co-ops, people who are maybe roofers, and
mm-hmm.
they just sell solar for a specific company. But
mm-hmm.
we work with over 20 different solar companies that compete for our number, which is how we can get the lower prices.
Okay.
So target market,
services,
I would say the homeowners.
I have is residential solar engineering, residential solar panels, solar power panel installation, power engineers, power bill elimination,
mm-hmm.
solar panel install, solar panel repair, solar panel replacements. I also have you down for industrial solar. So it's going to hit all of those as well. Did I miss any of the major key points?
Oh, you got it. That's impressive. Huh?
Well, listen, a lot of times people make it an interrogation when really it is a conversation. And in a conversation,
mm-hmm.
one person's talking, one person's listening. And
absolutely,
active listening is probably...
I have that conversation with my daughter all the time.
Right. It's probably the most important part of my job, you know, because
yeah.
then you tell me what your needs are and I tell you what my solution is, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at the service radius here, and he put Raymore, of course, all throughout Missouri, also licensed for Kansas. Now,
yes.
I'm going to be honest with you, this package is not going to cover you for the entire state of Missouri because the Google Ads gives you the length on the program, but it's not going to cover the entire state of Missouri. That would require a much higher budget, which, I mean, after you get some jobs under your belt, then you can increase the Google Ads at infinitum. But for now, I'm looking here, and I'm seeing that Raymore is in Cass County. I see that it's within the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Yes.
I feel like that would be great target market for you. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Kansas City Metropolitan. I think we are butt up with Lee Summit over here, Raytown.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all of that is a part of the metro.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'd be awesome and very satisfactory.
Okay. And then what do you want to do? You want me to target parts of actual Kansas for you? Or is this Kansas City, Missouri
like
that
Park.
We're talking about? Or okay. Overland Park, that's exactly the one that popped up here. I know that's a high-end area.
Yeah, and that's where my wife does that's where she's teaching. Well, she does preschool, pre-K through kindergarten, pre-K and kindergarten, but she's right over here on the Overland Park side where, I mean, it's it's 10 minutes to get to where she's working, so.
Beautiful. Okay, so we definitely want Overland Park. And then how about Olathe? Do you want that?
Olathe? Yes.
Yeah. Spring Hill?
Olathe is just right on the other side of it, yes. Mm-hmm. Spring Hill, is that, yes, because that's over, that's closer to Mission, I think. Yep, it's south. So all of those neighboring, I can get to all of those people within 20, 30 minute drive.
So you're right
so
on the border.
I don't know what that really is. I'm right on the border. Like, I'm right on edge. I don't even know how we picked this place, but it happened.
So we're looking at about 50-mile radius.
Yes.
Perfect. That this works very well at 50 miles. Now, if you want to start reaching out further, you will have to increase the Google ad budget. That's done in $100 increments. Again, we give you the $249 budget. $100 is going towards the Google ads every single month to give you a taste, show you what it can do, and bring in those clients in a very quick manner. And then the local listing is there to support and be consistent, okay? And it's going to draw in all that local business. Now, the great thing about it is where you're at, there's not a huge amount of solar engineering going on. So that first page placement not only is going to be easy to achieve, but also to dominate because it's determined by the end user, Ronald. So if somebody is 70 miles away and they punch in one of the specific type of keywords, anything related to what you're offering, you're going to come up as a top option. You're going to pop up for them. Even though you're 70 miles away, you're going to pop and they're going to call you.
Beautiful. Oh, that's
okay.
What we want.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I got a team ready. You were calling it. I'm like, yeah, we're still getting there. I'm like, because I got payroll. And I'm like, well, just give it a little bit. Just give it a little bit. You know, I got all these proposals and the irons and the fires. And I'm like, man, these sales is, boy, this is a different, this is a different animal. But
you need me to come over there and sell your stuff for you, right?
Man, look, and that's what's happening. That's why I'm attracted and I'm, you know, this is affordable and it's something that I want to do because this would definitely help us out in a more affordable way, but not in a hidden way, like the leads and the home advisor and stuff like that. I didn't really know exactly what I was getting into, but
yeah,
they
okay.
understood what I needed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got you started. They got you out there, you know, but this is a more reasonable explanation for what you're offering, you know.
Yeah.
And this targets those higher-end clients because you got to think about it like this. Home Advisor purchases a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google. They purchase $2 million in ad spend every month for each category, from electrician to solar to house cleaning to landscaping, plumbing, HVAC, you name it, if it's a home goods services. Now, I'm always surprised when I talk to a tow truck company and he's on there. I'm like, I would never go on there for a tow truck.
I know, looking for a tow truck.
But,
like AAA or something. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with this, it targets a specific, how do I say this respectfully? It brings in a certain type of client. So the type of client who is looking to haggle and has a harder time seeing the value.
Yeah.
Now, for what you're offering, when somebody goes directly to Google, think about when you go to Google. You want to take your wife out to a nice Italian dinner. You want to take her maybe for some Thai food or something that you guys haven't experienced before. You're going to go to Google, and you have the money to spend. You have the money in hand. You're willing to pay what – I mean, everybody wants a deal. Nobody wants to get raked over the coals. But everybody wants the top quality that's going to Google. I just find a better quality client coming from Google.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Yeah, because I do too. I mean, I'm the one who goes to Google for that. Mm-hmm. I do exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Oh, we want to eat this. I'm going to Google, and then I'm going to look at reviews. I'm going to look at this. Hey, babe, what you think about this? And you say, oh, we're on our way.
Exactly.
You know?
Get the directions right now. See if they have a table.
Yeah.
We hungry. Exactly.
Yeah, we hungry.
I have to schedule your client onboarding. I have available appointment time. This is a really fun phone call. I have an available appointment time between 1 and 2 today. Can you speak with my technician at this time, Ronald?
Yeah, you said, yeah.
The technician's going to call
you.
Or
did you say?
I said it's shortly from now. So it's in the next. The time slot will be blocked off for an entire hour, meaning they will call you between the 1 and 2 p.m. hour. We want to make sure that they have time to finish up with the client in front of them. And if they had a whole bunch of questions or anything like that, we want to get everybody's stuff answered. This is where they're going to verify keywords. They're going to verify service radius. They're going to approve everything. And they're going to ask you for access for the – we're going to get this started now. We're not going to wait around.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Now, the next thing is this. What are the hours of operation?
So we are 9 to 5,
uh-huh.
And it's Monday through Friday. You will always be able to access somebody, whether it's me or my admin.
Uh-huh.
But Tuesdays through Fridays, I'm on it. Mondays is the flex, just because I'm kind of doing the home thing on Mondays. But typically 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. So I know
we
do
work weekends.
Okay, well we can put weekends by appointment only.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Now I know that you offer financing and you offer warranties, but do you also accept cash?
Yes.
Check.
We accept cash. We accept cash, check, money order. We accept it all. We make it easier. We also have a platform that I do through my bank. I'm trying them out. They're TallCheck.
Mm-hmm.
And we accept all major credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, and Discover, UnionPay.
Amex.
Amex. We haven't set up per se. I'm kind of nervous to do the Venmo or the Cash App thing. It's weird with the, I don't know. I'm not all the way in that lane yet, but these forms here are really good. And we can pay cash, check, like you said. We're open to whatever payments you want to send over.
Okay. I just saw Doug's note that you're okay being called Ron. I apologize. I've been being so formal the entire time.
My wife calls me Ronald whenever she'd call me by my full name. My family uses my full name because my father is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wasn't called Ron until I went to college where everybody wanted to shorten everything. You know,
right.
Like, okay, well fine, Ron works. So I'm not offended at all.
Yeah.
I don't answer by either one.
My husband's name is Daniel, but of course I call him Daniel and his family calls him Daniel, but everyone else calls him Dan or Danny or, you know, like you say, they're always trying to shorten things up. So I think I have everything I need to submit this. I just need to go over the voice verification and then over the, and take the payment. But so for the card you're putting on file, Ron, is there any middle initial on there or is it just Ronald Evans?
Yeah. Well, I am a Ronald L. Evans Jr.
L. Evans Jr. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. L. And then we go junior down here. All right. Okay. Now, are you going to be using your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover today?
I'm going to do Visa.
Is the billing address for your Visa the 128 Barbary Lane?
Correct.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4177.
Mm-hmm.
9500.
Mm-hmm.
0177.
Mm-hmm.
2354.
Expiration month and year, sir?
It is 0826.
And the three-digit code on the back?
Yep, 800. 800.
All right. I'm updating your profile, assigning your package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Spirit High Engineer.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ronald L. Evans, Jr., Principal Engineer.
Ronald, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, December 13th, 2021, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 13th day of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Ron, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last thing is, am I on speakerphone, sir?
Oh, no, it's just my earpiece, and I can take you off my earpiece.
Oh, no, not at all. It's not a bad way. I'm going to send you a text right now that I need you to pull up, so I just want to make sure that if I'm not on speakerphone or earpiece, then I need to be. Because I want you to look at the link I just sent you. That's all.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Here.
Yep, and once you click on that link, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Perfect. This is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you on a month-to-month basis with no contract. As you scroll down, you'll see the complete breakdown of costs that I gave you. You will also see the complete timeline that I gave you. That is our promise to you in writing. As you get to the very bottom, please click the box accepting that you're the person who made the financial purchase on behalf of the company today, and then type in your first name, space, middle initials, space, last name, and then the JR, just as it looks there, no period.
Okay. And then 12/13/21, confirms. There you go.
Perfect. It should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password, right?
That's correct.
Okay, username and password will be granted to you via email in about 3 to 5 days' time. If you want to bookmark that is the tracking and reporting system that I was sharing with you. So that's going to be where you're going to go in to make changes or adjustments, be able to track all your success. And if you need at any time, I can walk you through it. I can teach you once we have access to your Google My Business, which they're going to send you an email today for you to give us access. And once it's been confirmed, then I can go on, I can call you or you can call me, and I can show you exactly how to use the reviews tab. That's the first thing I would suggest we start doing to assist with all the programming they're going to be doing is we want to get those reviews out. We want to start, you have a list of people, past clients, anybody willing to leave you a positive review. We're going to get that link out to them, and we're going to start getting those 5-star reviews up on Google.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I got a list for you guys.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to show you how to input it in. All we need is email or phone number, and I can show you. It's very simple. It sends them a direct link. They don't have to figure it out. They don't have to wonder where they're going to go. They don't have to, you know, you got grandma that doesn't know how to work Google. She just clicks the link, and bam, it takes her straight to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your client onboarding, I'm glad. It's going to work. It's going to be a lot more successful and obviously at a much lower rate than what you were investing through Home Advisor. And it's a completely different ball of wax, like we both agree, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So your client interview, again, is set today between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The technician is going to call you from our 877 phone number, so it's really important that you answer all phone calls coming in at that time, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me?
No, I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys calling me today. It's very, I guess it was meant, you know, I had all this frustration today with advertising and, hey, this isn't working, and then I get this phone call literally not even a whole hour later. So I appreciate you guys' call.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you today and working with you. We're blessed to have you, and you have a very Merry Christmas, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.